substance without the static. You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right. Hey, 25 minutes before the hour. Good to be with you today. Coming up a little later in the program, we're going to talk about the astrological origins. We'll talk to an astronomer from the Vatican about the origins of the Star of Bethlehem. Plus, we'll be joined by Dr. Ray, hear a Christmas story from him, and Dr. Richard Fitzgibbon is going to be stopping by. I got a great show for you today. A lot of stories to share, but I want to hear your stories, too. I'm going to be joined by Roy Showman in just a few moments here, and I want to invite you to call in. I know I have a lot of non-Catholic listeners. If you are a Jew, if you are a non-Catholic, if you are atheistic, agnostic, if you are Protestant, whatever the faith you may be, I invite you to call in and to participate. If you made that journey, if you were those things and you have become Catholic, I'd love to hear your story. But maybe you're on the fence right now. Maybe you are thinking, you know, I like what the Catholic Church says, but I'm not quite sure I'm ready to make that leap. There are still some objections. I'd love to hear from you today in the broadcast as well. We'll talk a little bit about that. So phones are going to be open for you at 877-ROME-777. You know, I personally believe that second to the story of the martyrs and, of course, the saints, conversion testimonies are probably the greatest source of inspiration for Catholics. The workings of God's grace, as you know, they can't be seen with the naked eye. However, the effects of grace, the evidence of the Holy Spirit shaping a soul into the image of Christ, that can make a powerful impression on us. It can rekindle the passion for our faith, and yet it can also, I think, undercut these tendencies that we might have to take our faith for granted. And there's nothing more beautiful in this world, I think, than when a soul says, I was lost, but now I'm found. So, you know, to consider the alternative is, of course, to remember the words of Pope Leo XIII. He said that the greatest of all misfortunes is to never have known Jesus Christ. Think about that. The greatest of all misfortunes is to never have known Jesus Christ. That's why Christ himself said, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. So those of you who feel that you can't, that God will never forgive your sins, that you're unworthy of coming to him, I'm telling you, you're wrong. Christ himself said, I tell you, there'll be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. St. Faustina said, our Lord told her, the greater the sinner, the greater the right they have to God's mercy. So when a soul is born a second time through conversion, when you make that commitment to return to God, this, ladies and gentlemen, should be an occasion for more rejoicing, more celebration than any birthday, any other event in your life. Joining me right now is a man who knows this firsthand. Roy Showman was he grew up actually a conservative Jew in a Jewish home, and he studied extensively with rabbis, but he converted later after some extraordinary experiences to Catholicism. Since then, he has pursued theological studies at several seminaries. He has actually even produced and hosted a Catholic television talk show and edited and written for several Catholic books and reviews. And he's the author of a great book. If you want to check it out, we have a link for it at relevantradio.com. It's called Salvation is from the Jews. Roy, welcome back. Good to have you here today.
Thanks for inviting me.
You know, let's start before I take any calls, before we talk about anything else. Share your story. I mean, here you are. You're raised in this conservative Jewish home. You know, you're a good young man, and, you know, to leave a faith, I think, is an oftentimes very, very difficult thing for most people. Most people are born into their faiths, yet God touched your heart, and now, boom, you know, you find yourself being called to Catholicism. What happened? What helped you make that leap?
Well, boom. Boom is right. Boom is an understatement. Let me kind of start at the beginning, which was I was quite religious Jewish growing up. I went to MIT and kind of got swept away with the, you know, materialistic, scientific, we know better than to believe in God kind of attitude, and kind of fell away from the faith. Went to Harvard Business School after MIT and did pretty well. Was invited to join the faculty and was a professor on the faculty of Harvard Business School at the age of 29, which is really when my conversion began. Because here, you know, here I had basically achieved more than I, in terms of material success, than I had actually expected to ever achieve. and yet life still had no meaning and there was no purpose to it. And so while externally it was kind of like a high point of my life, internally the bottom fell out, and I was really in this despair because there was nothing more to look forward to, and nothing still had any meaning or purpose. And it was in that mood that I was walking in the woods behind the beach of Cape Cod early one morning, mm-hmm. just kind of lost in my thoughts, and I received the single most extraordinary grace of my life. From one moment to the next, I found myself in the presence of God, knowingly in the presence of God, looking at my life as though I had died and was looking back over it in the presence of God. And I saw everything in an instant. I saw in an instant everything I'd be happy about and everything I would wish I had done differently. I saw instantly that my two greatest regrets when I died would be all of the time and energy I had worried about not being loved, when every moment of my existence I was held in an ocean of love greater than I imagined could exist coming from this all-knowing, all-loving God. Mm-hmm. And the other great regret would be every hour that I had wasted doing nothing of value in the eyes of heaven. And here I had been so worried about there being no real meaning to life, and all of a sudden I found out that life had an infinity of meaning, that every minute of our lives had a potential for moral action, for good or evil, that would matter for all eternity. And if we made the right choice, we would be grateful for all eternity for what we had done in that minute. And if we wasted it, we would in some sense rue for all eternity the wasted opportunity.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. We say a prayer here before we go on the air every day to St. Joseph. And part of the prayer, too, is to pray that we don't squander time. Time really is a great gift from God. And we are going to have to account for every single solitary minute. Let me rephrase it. We're going to have to account for every single solitary second that we either used for God or against God, aren't we?
Amen.
Yeah. You know, you this experience you had, you're fortunate, because it wasn't a near-death experience. It was more of an epiphany, wasn't it?
It was. It was exactly a theophany or an epiphany. And I was, you know, filled with this tremendous joy because I knew, you know, I had basically given up on any sense of an afterlife or any real meaning to life. And I knew now that we live forever in unimaginable bliss in the presence of God. And all I wanted to do was know his name so I would know what religion to follow.
Wow.
And so I prayed on the spot, let me know your name so I can know how to worship and serve you properly. I don't mind if you're Apollo and I have to become a Roman pagan. I don't mind if you're Buddha and I have to become Buddhist. I don't mind if you're Christian and I have to become Hindu, as long as you're not Christ and I have to become Christian.
Wow.
So it would be a digression to go into that, but if there are any Jewish listeners, they may be able to understand that there is a unfortunate sense that many Jews have, or at least that I had, that basically Jesus was the greatest disaster to befall the Jews, because ever since then, you know, there had been this conflict and this persecution.
Yeah.
So he respected that prayer. He didn't tell me he was Christ. But, of course, all I wanted to do was follow him. So after that, every night before going to sleep, I would say a short prayer to know the name of my Lord and Master who had revealed himself to me. And a year to the day after that initial experience, I went to sleep. I felt as though I were woken by a hand on my shoulder. Now, I know that externally this is a dream. If there was a camera in the room, it would have shown me still asleep. But it felt as though I were woken by a hand on my shoulder and led to a room and left alone with the most beautiful young woman I could imagine. I knew without being told that it was the Blessed Virgin Mary. Just to be in her presence, to be in the presence of the love which flowed from her, was to be in a state of ecstasy greater than I had ever imagined could exist. And she said she would answer any questions I had for her. So I remember standing there and weighing different questions in my mind. Should I ask this and so forth, and asking a few questions. And then she spoke to me a bit longer. And, of course, when I woke up the next morning, I knew it had been Christ on the beach. And I knew I wanted nothing other than to be as fully and completely Christian as I possibly could.
Wow. You are extremely blessed to have had an opportunity like that. I think of my brother-in-law who doesn't even believe in the existence of God, and yet you have experienced the ocean of his mercy and the ocean of his love, and you've had this experience also with Our Lady. You know, it says a lot. Is Catholicism maybe a logical outcome of Judaism? I mean, is it a complement or is it a logical outcome?
I would almost go a step further and say it's a continuation. I mean, to me, it's one and the same religion. Catholicism, the Catholic Church, is post-Messianic Judaism.
Right.
Judaism is pre-Messianic Catholic Church.
Right. I'll tell you what, Roy, let me take a quick break here. When we come back, we have people on the phones who want to talk with you. I also want to invite anyone who's considering coming into the Catholic Church, who's having doubts, to call right now and to talk to Roy. Here's your opportunity. I think God works in very mysterious ways. And perhaps today you're listening to this program for a reason. Our toll-free numbers, 877-ROME-777, 877-R-O-M-E-777. Give us a call, and we'll take your comments. We'll take your questions for Roy. Maybe you've already made this journey as well. We'd love to hear from you as well. I'll be back with more of Roy Showman when I return. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, it's 9 minutes, 11 minutes before the hour. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Drew Mariani. Great to be with you today. If you're just tuning in, I'm joined by Roy Showman. You can take the time to check out his book, Salvation is from the Jews, simply by going to relevantradio.com. We do have a link posted there for you, so check it out. I'm going to go to the phones, take some calls for him. If you're just tuning in, powerful story. Grew up in a very conservative Jewish home. Studied extensively with rabbis, and he had a God experience where he had this tremendous life review, and he found true meaning in life. And after a year of prayer, really realized that the fullness of that truth, that God was calling him to Catholicism. And he is now a very devout Catholic, host of a Catholic television talk show, edited and written numerous books and various reviews. And Roy, it's good to have you back. Let's go right to the phones, though. We'll take some calls. 877-ROME-777. Let's go to Nomi in St. Charles, Illinois. Hi, Nomi.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful job, as usual. Hello, Roy. I want to thank you so much for your book.
Thanks.
I started reading it, couldn't put it down. I've often wondered how Hitler was able to dupe the whole country of Germany, and you laid that out so eloquently in your book. And I also have my best friend is Jewish. He's Messianic. He is not Catholic, and I have sent him your book, and we've had several discussions around it. And I just encourage all Catholics to read this book because I think there's a lot of misconception and maybe some anti-Semitism that people are not aware of that they may feel. And this book will just do so much to help you see how the Lord prepared the Jewish people to bring around the Messiah. So great book, Roy.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad you like it. And it was quite a surprise to me, you know. I wrote it thinking of, of Jewish Catholics and of Jews who were interested in Catholicism, and it was so gratifying to find out that so many cradle Catholics got so much out of it and felt their faith so revitalized by it.
Well, you know, Roy, I think you had spoken to a women's conference, and my wife attended it because I encouraged her to go, and one of the ladies that was with her, you really strengthened her faith, and so I highly recommend this book, and so glad to be able to meet you over the air like this.
Thanks. I hope you make it to some talk or conference sometime when I'm in your area.
I certainly plan to.
No, hey, no, me.
If you do.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Drew, thank you, and keep up the great work.
You got it, brother. Have a good one. Hey, let me let people know where they can get the book, because it is a great book. Again, it's available at all major bookstores, correct?
It's available in all major bookstores and online booksellers, and maybe the easiest way is just to go to my website, which is salvationisfromthejews.com, all one word. And you can find out a lot more about the book and about me on the website, but there's also a link on the homepage. And you can just click on that link and order the book through there.
And, of course, we have a link at relevantradio.com. Just click on Roy Showman's name. It'll take you right over there as well. We don't have a whole lot of time. I will take more calls in a moment. You can join us at 877-ROME-777, 877-ROME-777. But first, I want to talk a little bit more about your journey to Catholicism. Yeah, I read in a book that in the early, I guess, the centuries of the church, the Jewish Catholics, they saw Judaism as kind of a mother, and Gentile Catholics saw Judaism kind of like a mother-in-law. Is there any trend today where there's a growing appreciation amongst Catholics of their Jewish roots?
Yeah, that's one of the things that kind of surprised me after I wrote the book, that so many Catholics had already on their own, or actually think through the working of the Holy Spirit, developed an interest in and thirst to reconnect with the Jewish, as you put it, mother or mother-in-law
sure.
of Catholicism.
Sure. You know, do you know Rabbi Zolli? I think he was the chief rabbi during of Rome during World War II.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, I just wrote a book that'll be out in a few months of Jewish witness testimony.
He converted, right? Because he converted because of what? The exemplary witness of Pius XII?
No, he converted more like the way I converted, which is he actually was celebrating as rabbi the high holiday services in Rome and was up there on the... on the altar, yeah. And he had a vision of Jesus coming towards him.
Yeah. It's interesting because he took the Pope's name, I believe.
He took the Pope's name. He was tremendously grateful to Pius XII for having saved hundreds of thousands of Jews and saved the Jewish community of Rome, too, by the way. That's a miraculous story or a very impressive story. And he took his name, baptismal name, gratitude.
Another great Jewish convert, David Goldstein. And others. So we'll go back to the phones. We'll take a few more calls. 877-ROME-777. Let's go to Wyoming, Minnesota this time. Ryan, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. You know, I hate to sound like a love fest like the last caller, but boy, Roy, you have done the job with this book. It's just fantastic.
Wow.
I mean, I read it more. I keep trying to tell people. We got it right when it came out, and I read it. This is my second or third time, just so I can have it sink into my brain, because... with the Nazism, with the Arabs, uh-huh. with the Jews, you touch on so much stuff that people need to know. I mean, people perish for lack of knowledge. Yeah. And what you've done, Roy, is you've put so much knowledge together so charitably, so wonderfully, and you have footnoted it so perfectly that people, when they read it, if they don't know it, you know, they're astounded. But if when they do know it, yeah. you also touch the people who do know this stuff, and you... Yeah. You instill in them the need for what they need to do, how they need to step up yeah. and pray, and how important it is.
Ryan, let me ask you and Roy. I mean, is this a book for just Jews, or is it a book for all people of all faiths?
This is a book for anybody, especially in America with evangelicals, because they need to know where their faith came from. Yeah. For agnostics, because sure. of the threat to our time with the anti-Christian bent that this old age or new age, whatever you want to call it, is going into. So all that sort of stuff. It really is for everybody. Now, some people will be put off by it because there's so much truth, and some people really are repelled by the truth.
Yeah.
But if we can present this, you know, in little snippets, charitably,
yeah.
I think that truth will permeate their thought process, and like little seeds, people will eventually
yeah.
respond
well,
to it.
That's the beauty of the book, Salvation is from the Jews. It's the beauty of what Relevant Radio does here. There's something about truth that is transforming. And
it's hard, but it's addictive.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's convicting because we're all sinners. And if we can just tell people that, you know, yeah, I've sinned, but, you know, here's an answer, and you want peace. Like, I mean, to have Roy's experience, what a blessing. But,
amen. Thank God.
All right. I'll tell you what, I got to leave it right there. Stay with me, folks. So when we come back, there's more to come. Plus, I'll be talking to an astronomer about the Star of Bethlehem. What was it? Was it a miraculous manifestation, a luminosity, or is there a logical explanation for what was in that night sky? I'll fill you in when I return.
Your GPS to the roadmap of life. You're listening to the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Drew Mariani, joined by Roy Shoman. Just for a few more moments to take final calls coming up, we'll hear from Dr. Ray Guarendi about, his meaning of Christmas. Plus, we'll be joined by an astronomer who will take a fascinating look at the Star of Bethlehem. You may be very interested in what he has to say. It's an amazing, there's some amazing history and background to this. I'd love to share that with you all coming up in just a few moments. But right now we're joined by a convert from Judaism to Catholicism and wrote a great book called Salvation is from the Jews. There is a link at relevantradio.com that will take you to his website. Of course, the book is available at all major bookstores. Let me just take one last call for you, Roy, and then we'll move along. Let's go to Bob, who's calling us from Wisconsin. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Once again, God bless, Drew. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
And is it a professor or a doctor?
You mean me?
Yes, Roy.
Yes. Neither. How's that?
Okay, well, my question to you is, maybe I'm looking at this too simply, but I had always thought that the Christian and following of Jesus Christ was a continuation of the Israelites and the Jewish religion, which included the Jewish religion and everyone else, and that's where Christ came in. So what line of demarcation said that, did we distance ourselves from what we know as Jewish today, or did the Jewish distance us from them at some point? When did this happen and why?
I'm not exactly sure that I follow your line of thinking, but obviously the people who are thought of as Jews today, by and large, are Jews who are incorrect about who Jesus was.
Right.
And so they have, through their misapprehension, separated themselves from the, essentially the genuine full continuation of Judaism, fulfillment of Judaism, which is the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Bob, I got to leave it there because I've pressed for time today. Let me just ask you one final question here. How do Jews today view Catholics and Protestants? Are they treated equally in regard to respect, or are they equally rejected?
Oh, I've got to say, John Paul II did so much in that regard. And my lifetime spans, his papacy. So before him, I think that Jews were very suspicious of the Catholic Church and thought of the Catholic Church as intrinsically maybe anti-Semitic or had a little cloud of that. But John Paul II turned that around.
Okay.
And now it's, I think, quite a warm feeling.
Great. Roy Shoman, I want to thank you for being with me today. Great book, and again, I recommend it to everyone. You heard the rave reviews that have come in for it. Salvation is from the Jews, and you can go to that website as well. It's salvationsfromthejews.com. Roy, we'll talk to you again.
Thanks a lot.
God bless
you for all you do.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Roy Shoman, ladies and gentlemen.